That was the band Kills Birds from their newest album, Crave, is the song Hollow. I've left that little section for today because now we're going into our last set for today with some punk and some rock music. First up will be an artist named Girl Puppy with their newest album, Sweetness. They are from Atlanta, Georgia. This is their second album, and I want to read a little blurb that they wrote about it, in that Sweetness is about these issues: finding your story, sticking to it, and judging what is important according to your own value set, mixing the playful with the devastating. And I'll be playing you guys the song Champ, just a quick little rock tune, and after that will be the band Mange La Machine from their album Passive Aggressive, is the song Point Virgule. And following that will be Ryan Casada with their newest album Greetings from Echo Park, will be the track If You Ever Leave Long Island. And then only two more after that, following ending of one of my favorite duos, so stay tuned for that after this short little trailer for a show that happens tomorrow at 6 a.m. called On the Tracks. We have so many different shows here, so many new shows coming on the way, so many other great people who put in so much work. So I'm so grateful you're staying tuned in and that you're here. And I hope that you enjoy the next song by Girl Puppy Champ after this short trailer.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Orden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in every Wednesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
The clouds will blow away.
Trust me. penser, ni comment l'exprimer. Un point virgule pour la raille.
Yeah. memory, I won't change your life. And if the fairy sign looks promising tonight, I'm begging you to just stay inside and ride out the sadness. Another girl won't make it right. And if the frog's neck is blowing up your line, I'm begging you to just stay inside.
That was the band Charmer from Marquette, Michigan, from their newest album, Downpour, released just 2 months ago, May 23rd of this year. I thought that it was a band from the West Coast because the album cover looks like one of the beaches from here. Like, I was shocked that they're from Michigan. I didn't know that Michigan looked like that. But we all learn things. Anyway, that leads me to the last song for today. Excited for you guys to listen to it. Hope you had a great time with me as well. So our next band will be the Artists That I Love, a rock duo from London, formed in 2014, consisting of the vocalist and guitarist Amy Love and the bassist Georgia South. They have a brand new album coming out in August 29th of this year. It is called Parasites and Butterflies. I'll be playing you the track that they've pre-released now, a single called Piranha. It's really good. It's really fun. They have some great stuff, so if you like it, definitely check them out. They're called Nova Twins. They're great. And with that, hope you have a great rest of your day. Hope you're out enjoying the sunshine, spending time with friends, having fun plans. I'm seeing the new Jurassic Park today, and I'm excited to see some dinosaurs. That's the only reason why I'm there. I'm ready for dinosaurs, and I hope that you go out to see too, or see some movies, do anything you want. Take care of yourself, and I'll see you next time. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. Bye!
Hobby community has its lingo, and folks who love birds are no exception. Even the word bird has multiple meanings, says Rosemary Mosco, the author and illustrator behind a new book called The Birding Dictionary.
Bird, noun, a type of animal that is, by all scientific and objective measures, the best one. Verb, the worthy act of beholding a bird and giving it the time and attention it deserves.
Rosemary's tongue-in-cheek guide defines many of the terms that you might hear on a bird outing, like calling a particularly cute bird a burb, or shortening binoculars to just bins or knocks. And for anyone with doubts about who gets to use these words, she also included this entry.
Birder, noun, a person who engages in the hobby of spotting, listening to, and or otherwise perceiving birds. If you love observing birds, you're a birder. If you're new to the hobby, you're a birder. If you love birds but have never heard any of the slang or scientific jargon in this book before, you're a birder. If you're the type of person who judges other birders for not knowing enough about birds, you're still a birder, but you're also an ant. If you're a peregrine falcon and love observing birds, you're just hungry. I feel like there is no hobby where people are more nervous about calling themselves a part of it.
You're listening-